Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 73 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kyle Blankenbuehler.
The goal is to try to have most of it completed before school starts.
A new student mall area at MSU is almost complete.
A candidate for Foy County Jailer has been arrested for allegedly selling Tylenol.
Police are investigating the death of a Lexington teen as a homicide.
Round County's fiscal court has passed an ordinance to slow down the Kinder Morgan pipeline.
The Rowan County Community Fund will help with improvements to the old jail building.
In sports, the Reds will try for redemption tonight in Atlanta.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
And for the weather, thunderstorms expected tonight with a low around 63 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after the news.
A Fayette County jury is still deliberating whether two suspects will be convicted of murdering a Marine outside a Lexington bar. According to WKYT, the jury deliberated for 3 hours last night before returning this morning. Quincino Canada and Dewan Malazim are accused of murdering Jonathan Price, a Marine who was with his wife outside Austin City Saloon in Lexington when he was shot and killed 4 years ago. His wife was injured in the shooting. The suspects are also accused of stealing the gun used in the shooting days before it happened. Before both sides read closing arguments, Judge Pamela Goodwine read a lengthy set of jury instructions for the jury members.
A death investigation is underway in Pike County. According to EKBTV, 57-year-old Randy Thomas of Dry Fork in Shelbyana was found dead in his home Monday night. Sheriff Rodney Scott says the landlord hadn't seen Thomas since last Tuesday. Police say after not getting an answer at the door, the landlord called 911. Upon arrival, police found Thomas unresponsive. His body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office for an autopsy to determine a cause of death. Police have not released any additional details at this time.
Lexington police are investigating after a teenager was found dead from a gunshot wound this morning. According to LEX 18, a bystander called 911 around 2:30 a.m. to report a body lying in the road in the Winburn area. When they arrived, police found 17-year-old Keith Allen Bledsoe dead from a gunshot wound to the head on Harris Court. Police found one shell casing and are currently trying to find more evidence and witnesses. No one has been arrested in the shooting, but it is being investigated as a homicide.
A candidate running for Floyd County Jailer has been arrested for allegedly selling Tylenol and trying to pass it off as oxycodone. WIMT reports the Floyd County Sheriff's Department arrested Elmer Johnson Monday evening. Johnson is facing a charge of first-degree trafficking in a controlled substance.
A Kentucky distillery owner is facing a state fine after one of its whiskey warehouses collapsed. Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet spokesman John Mura told news media outlets that distillery owner Sazerac will be cited for failing to report the spill of whiskey in a timely manner and for polluting the waters. Mura said Barton 1792 moved quickly Friday to stop the alcohol from entering the creek, but didn't alert the state quickly enough. The Division of Enforcement will determine the penalties. Whiskey flowing into a nearby stream and river killed approximately 800 fish. Thousands of whiskey barrels in the Bardstown warehouse crashed Friday when parts of the warehouse collapsed, but no one was injured. Sazerac spokeswoman Amy Persky said the company is focusing on cleanup and assessment. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Jefferson County Public Schools has paid a family $500,000 to resolve a claim of negligence after an autistic teenager with a mental mental capacity of a 3-year-old, was sexually assaulted on a school bus. The Courier-Journal reports the payment, citing a document obtained this month under the Kentucky Open Records Act. The family's attorney is William McMurray, and he says the assault last year was preventable. The boy's mother had requested a special needs transportation aide to ride the bus with her son, but the district said no, according to school district emails McMurray provided. The school district denied liability in settlement documents.
A lesser-known part of the $49 million project to renovate and expand Morehead State's Adrian Dorn University Center is nearing completion. MSU's Assistant Vice President for Facilities and Operations, Kim Oatman, says work to build a student mall and plaza area next to the building is in its final stages.
It's going nice. On the lap and hall side, it's almost finished. There's some landscaping and sod, seating and sodding work to do, but that's almost finished. But there'll be other site work around kind of the Hal McDowell side.
Oatman says that's where some sidewalk and parking lot work must still be done. He expects both of those efforts to be finished by mid-August. The Adrian Dorn University Center, which is being expanded by 80,000 square feet, should be completed by mid-October.
The Round Fiscal Court has given final passage to an amended subdivision ordinance aimed at hampering a planned pipeline project. Kinder Morgan's line would carry liquefied natural gas, a highly volatile substance, that officials believe is potentially dangerous to local residents and the environment. Among other things, the adjusted ordinance would force the company to build the pipeline at least 500 feet away from schools and subdivisions. While he admits the measure would likely only slow down the effort, Judge Executive Walter Blevins thinks there's one way the Round Fiscal Court can make certain it doesn't happen.
If we pass some zoning in this county, we'd have even a stronger stance against that. And some of the counties have already have zoning. They'll probably be able to slow it down and maybe keep it out of their county, maybe force them to build new lines. That's what I would like to do if they're going to do it, build some new lines, build modern lines away from the public as much as possible.
Kinder Morgan's proposed pipeline would run through 18 Kentucky counties, including Rowan. Blevins says company officials have told him the project is not something they expected to conduct in the near future.
The city of Morehead will hold its 4th of July celebration on Tuesday in downtown Morehead. Fazoli's Freedom Fest kicks off with music, food, and vendors at 5 p.m. next week in the city's downtown. Downtown Morehead Executive Director Tony Pence says one stage will be set up in front of the Kentucky Folk Arts Center.
There's several gospel groups that'll be playing down there that day. And then at the Moonlight stage, we've got the Gins, Glenn and Lisa Ginn and their band. We've got Mike DeBellafe and Like-Minded Individuals is another thing coming. And Shelby Lohr and the Soul Shakers, they'll be on stage at the Moonlight stage right up to the fireworks going off at 9:30.
The 30-minute fireworks show will be visible throughout downtown with corresponding music broadcast on 96.3 and 97.7 FM. In the event of rain, everything will be moved to Wednesday, July the 4th.
The Round County Community Fund is helping the local historical society get over the top in its effort to pay for a key part of a restoration project in downtown Morehead. The Historical Society has been working to acquire $20,000 to pay for a new HVAC unit for the first floor of the county's former jail building on the Courthouse Square. With the over $1,400 it's getting from the community fund, the society can now have the unit installed. Tom Lewis, the chairman of the fund's advisory board, says his group is glad to be a part of what he calls an important initiative.
Given the limited number of truly historically significant buildings and property in Morehead itself, that's one of the most important and one of the most historically significant. So to be able to use some of our community fund dollars to protect and preserve that significant piece of Rowan County's history, we felt like that was a very important reason to put some funding behind that project.
The Historical Society is turning the old jail building into an art studio. The group earlier raised more than $18,000 for the HVAC unit through grants, private contributions, and the help of the Rouen Fiscal Court.
Kentucky Power announced a proposed transmission line route for power grid upgrades that will improve electricity reliability and increase economic development opportunities in eastern Kentucky yesterday. The Enterprise Park Economic and Area Improvements Project consists of building approximately 5 miles of transmission line in Floyd and Pike counties. KP Communications Manager Allison Barker says the project also includes a new substation in the Kentucky Enterprise Industrial Park in Pike County.
And that is where InterBlue is going to locate. That's the battery storage manufacturer announced last December, as well as Silver Liner, a truck manufacturer that's already under construction there.
Barker says the project still needs approval from the Public Service Commission. She hopes the project will be complete by June of 2019.
The city of Ashland passed a new budget Monday. WMKY's Tilden Johnson has more.
Local officials passed a $50 million budget for the city of Ashland Monday. Officials also passed an ordinance that requires all food service workers working within the city to have a hepatitis vaccination. That is believed to be the first such rule passed in the state to combat the recent outbreak. According to the Daily Independent, plans for three $50,000 loans to three local businesses were also passed. Alma's Italian, AdvantaClean, and Crossover Ventures Incorporated. The loans were approved as part of an economic development program. For WMKY News, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Officials in Montgomery County are facing backlash after closing a popular lake without notice. According to WKYT, many residents used the 2-mile-long Greenbrier Lake for fishing and photography before it was closed in May by the Montgomery County Water Board. Water and Sewer Manager Rick Fletcher says the lake was closed due to a mold problem within the caretaker's property and that it would cost more to fix the mold than the home was worth. Local resident David Brown didn't grow up in Mount Sterling, but says the lake is what made the property he bought so attractive at the time.
I stood right there and I looked down that lake and I said, oh, that'd be a beautiful place for a house. You know, I bought it under the impression I'd have access to that lake.
Fletcher told WKYT the backlash was completely unexpected, and now knowing the public perception of the closure, something may change regarding the situation.
Taking a look at the weather for tonight, thunderstorms likely with a chance of rain at 100%, lows around 69 degrees. For tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely with a chance of rain at 80% and a high of 83. For tomorrow night, cloudy and scattered showers likely with a low of 69. On Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 87 and a 10% chance of precipitation. On Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 70 and scattered showers possible. And on Friday, partly to mostly cloudy skies with a high of 91 and a 10% chance of precipitation. In Flemingsburg, it's 71 degrees. In Lexington, it's 68. In Ashland, it's 81. In Winchester, it's 69. In Inez, it's 80. And right here in Moorhead, it's 73 degrees.
On our feature segment today, an upcoming documentary follows a Greenup County local who traveled to every county in the Commonwealth. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the story.
Many people think a proper vacation has to be out of state, but when Corey Ramsey decided to start taking miniature vacations in 2013 before clocking into work, he discovered that Kentucky has a wide variety of culture that can't be found by sitting at home. Stephen Middleton is a filmmaker and professor of convergent media at Morehead State who teamed up with Ramsey to help him document and film his journey. The end result, an upcoming documentary dubbed Map.Kentucky. Middleton says making the documentary took a little less than a year.
It was about 10 months or so. We filmed everything the last week of June 2017 into probably the third week of July. We filmed a little bit more last December down in Campbellsville.
Although Kentucky may be a single state, Middleton says the diversity of culture in the Commonwealth makes it seem like something much bigger.
To me, there's three segments of Kentucky. You have your eastern quadrant, your Appalachian quadrant, and there's a certain way of thinking by the people there. Then you have your Central Kentucky. And then there's a certain way of thinking there. People are just a little bit different. Western Kentucky's its own breed. To me, it felt far more like being in the Deep South.
And to Middleton, Western Kentucky stood out to him among other parts of the state. He goes on to name some of his favorite places while on the far west side.
Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley, the land between the lakes. They got bison roaming out there, which was interesting to see. Again, you didn't feel like you were in Kentucky when you were out there. And then Paducah. Paducah's a heck of a city. I mean, steamboats and probably the greatest arts culture I've seen in Kentucky, even comparing it to Louisville.
Middleton says being in Western Kentucky is an entirely different experience compared to being in the East, and the distance separating the East and West sides of the Commonwealth almost make them seem detached from one another. Middleton describes it as feeling like you weren't even in the same state anymore.
You know, it's the bluegrass, it's horse racing, it's farms, you know. Western Kentucky was something unique. It was, like I said, you felt like you were in a different state, even though you were in the same state. And then just the sheer amount of time it took to drive there. So going from Moorhead out to Hickman was about 7 hours in the same state.
Even the beverages that people drink are different when comparing both sides of the bluegrass state.
I found out very quickly that it was double cola, ski, and sundrop was kind of the sodas of Western Kentucky. All bottled out there.
Map.Kentucky will debut in July and will be featured on the KET family of networks. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
It's 4:47 and 73 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kyle Blankenbuehler. We're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studios here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this rainy Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
Let's try again. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds will give it another go in Atlanta tonight at 7:35 against the homestanding Braves. The Reds saw their seven-game winning streak end last night following a 2-1 11-inning loss to their host. The good news, Cincinnati is still 24-19 since May the 8th and has won 10 of its last 13 games. First baseman Joey Votto says that's all fine and good, but the Reds still have a lot to prove this summer.
It's a long season, and we have to continue to work and improve our game, and hopefully by the end of the year we've got some good things to say about the season.
Fresh off of a weekend victory against the Cubs, 2-5 Matt Harvey pitches tonight for the Reds. The Braves will counter with 3-1 Anibal Sanchez. One afternoon score from baseball today, Tampa Bay beat Washington 1-0. Also from Major League Baseball, the Yankees are losing All-Star catcher Gary Sanchez. A groin injury has forced him on the team's 10-day disabled list. Sanchez is hitting just 190, but does have 14 home runs. Baltimore has activated infielder Tim Beckham after he spent 2 months on the Orioles' disabled list. And Detroit has signed former Auburn star pitcher Casey Mize, the top overall pick in this year's amateur draft. The Moorhead State men's basketball program has added Scott Combs to the coaching staff. Combs joins the Eagles after a successful 6-year stint as head coach and associate athletic director at Martin Methodist in Tennessee. He also spent 12 seasons as an assistant coach at his alma mater, OVC member Austin Peay. As the head coach at Martin Methodist, Combs won 62% of his games and led the Redhawks to 3 NAIA national tournament appearances. Former Round County and Moorhead State basketball player Kelly Wells has received a promotion. WMKY's Chuck Mirage reports on that.
Already the head men's basketball coach at the University of Pikeville, the 46-year-old Wells will become the school's athletic director July 1st. He'll succeed Robert Staggs, who's moving to another position inside the school. Wells is entering his 13th season at UPike. He's led the Bears to 287 wins, the most in the program's history, a 2011 NAIA national championship, and 4 Mid-South Conference titles. Wells helped Rowan County High School to 3 straight 16th region championships from 1987 through 1989 as a player. He later played a season at Tulsa University before transferring to Moorhead State for his final 3 years of eligibility. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Chuck Mraz.
Summer drills are underway for the Kentucky basketball team. In addition to conditioning work, the Wildcats will get a few hours a week on the court for individual and team drills. Many experts are already saying that UK has the nation's most talented roster, and Coach John Calipari won't necessarily disagree with that opinion.
Got a little bit of everything. We should be physically strong. We should be long. We got some quickness. We got some, a bunch of guys that can make shots, so it should be interesting.
The Wildcats will head to the Bahamas in early August for four exhibition games. From the NBA, last night was the league's annual award show. James Harden took home the league's Most Valuable Player award, winning it over LeBron James and Anthony Davis. After finishing runner-up last year to Russell Westbrook, Harden says it feels good to finally have the honor.
The last 4 years have been like, knocking on the door, knocking on the door. Now the moment is finally here. It's just every single year you try to come back and be better than you were the year before. And just to be holding that trophy finally, it means a lot. But, it doesn't stop here. We got a long way to go. So it feels good to have it, though.
Also from last night, Ben Simmons won Rookie of the Year over former Louisville star Donovan Mitchell. Rudy Gobert was named Defensive Player of the Year. Victor Oladipo was Most Improved. Lou Williams won Sixth Man of the Year. And Dwayne Casey was named Coach of the Year, despite being fired by Toronto after the season. Brown County football coach Kelly Ford says having the next couple of weeks off because of the KHSAA summer dead period will be good for his players. Ford says with preseason practices and a long season ahead, it's good for the Vikings to get a little downtime.
Because football's a grind every week, and you don't want them to make sure that they don't get burned out on doing what they do. Yeah, absolutely. You go be a kid. That's what the two-week dead period is. You go be a kid, but on the same time when you land on the beach or you're on vacation, you need to get you a jog in, making sure you're getting a good sweat in each and every day.
The Vikings football team will get back to work in helmets and T-shirts on July the 10th. Full contact work begins on August the 1st. Round's first game is against Morgan County, 16 days after that. It's been a couple of busy days for the Kentucky football program. The Cats have picked up four commitments in the last 4 days. The latest was three-star running back Travis Tisdale, who picked the Cats over Ole Miss, Penn State, and West Virginia late last night. Tisdale joins three-star wide receiver DeMonte Crooms from Butler High School in Louisville, who flipped his commitment from UofL to UK. Linebacker Trey Wilkins and cornerback Jay Ward, both three stars, also committed to the Cats in recent days. The Cincinnati Bengals are off until they return to the Queen City on July the 26th to begin training camp. Going into his second season with the team, running back Joe Mixon already says he won't be taking a vacation during the next 5 weeks.
Well, it's going to be a grind going home. I still got to stay in the playbook. I still got to train, do all that hard stuff. So, for me, I don't think I'll be getting too much of a break, but I'm sure it'll pay off in the end.
Mixon is expected to be a key part of the Bengals' offense in 2018 after rushing for 626 yards and four touchdowns during his rookie season. He also caught 30 passes. Finally, in sports, other notes from the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers and star running back Le'Veon Bell are optimistic that the two sides are closing in on agreeing to a long-term contract. Julian Edelman's appeal of his four-game drug suspension was heard on Monday. The receiver is facing a suspension for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. And the San Francisco 49ers have signed guard Laken Tomlinson to a three-year contract extension that could keep him with the team through 2021. The deal is worth a max of $18 million with $10 million in guarantees. That's a look at sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed slightly higher as energy shares rebounded from steep losses in the previous session, but mixed messages from the Trump administration regarding trade kept a lid on gains. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did manage a gain of 30.31 at 24,283.11, well off of earlier highs. The S&P 500 was up 5.99 at 2723.06, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 29.62 to finish at 7561.63. The NASDAQ finishing the best of the three major indices with a gain of about 0.4%. Harley-Davidson stock was under pressure yesterday, declining almost 6% after the company announced they will shift production of motorcycles headed for Europe to factories outside the U.S. And Trump went after the motorcycle maker today, saying in a tweet they will be taxed like never before. And today the stock fell another 0.6%. GE shares jumped almost 8% after the company revealed a plan to spin off its healthcare business and sell its stake in Baker Hughes. The company also announced it will maintain its current dividend until the spinoff is complete. And as mentioned, energy shares strong today as the group jumped 1.4% after the State Department ordered companies who import Iranian oil to reduce them to zero by November. The order sent West Texas Intermediate futures higher by 3.5% to $70.44 a barrel. Also in the commodity space, gold was down 0.7%, finishing at $1,260.40 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were flat as the Stock 600 index finished with no gain or loss in today's trading, essentially unchanged. While in Asia, stocks were weak with the Shanghai Composite down 0.5% and South Korea's Kospi index down 0.3%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Chevron and Apple, while the worst performers were Intel and Walgreens. In the S&P 500, the best performers were GE and Concho Resources, and the worst performers were Insight and Fortive. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Action Global up 46 cents at $77.95, CSX up 10 cents at $64.18, Marathon Petroleum up 51 cents at $70.48, AEP up 27 cents at $69.30, AK Steel down 6 cents at $4.49, and Fifth Third Bank was down 46 cents to finish at $29.60. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, reminding citizens, civic groups, churches, and businesses to properly retire old, faded, or damaged American flags. In partnership with Advanced Disposal, Rowan County Fiscal Court has placed a collection bin inside the Rowan County Courthouse. Flags may be dropped off Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. through September 11th. More information by calling 784-6345.
Taking a look at the weather for tonight, thunderstorms likely with a chance of rain at 100%, lows around 69 degrees. For tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely with a chance of rain at 80%, high of 83. Tomorrow night, cloudy and scattered showers likely with a low of 69. On Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 87 and a 10% chance of precipitation. On Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 70 and scattered showers possible. On Friday, partly to mostly cloudy skies with a high of 91 and a 10% chance of precipitation. And finally, on Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 72.
Taking a look at some events that are coming up in your region, the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling presents an international spotlight dinner featuring specially made cuisine from Western Africa on Saturday, June 30th. Dinner begins at 6 p.m. and a cash bar will be available. Tickets are $15 at the door.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Healthcare in Moorhead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, July 10th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. Every donor will receive a free t-shirt.
Community Hospice in Ashland will sponsor a two-day volunteer training session from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on July 10th and 11th. The sessions will be held at the Community Hospice Care Center in Ashland. The sessions are free, and all volunteers must complete the required training to be certified. More information by calling 606-329-1890.
The Moorhead Brown County Community Recycling Center will host a Hazardous Waste Collection Day from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday, July 14th, free to all Brown County residents. Materials accepted include paint, pesticides, antifreeze, fuel, batteries, cleaners, driveway sealers, and more. For a complete list of accepted materials and for additional information, call the Brown County Solid Waste Office at 784-6345.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Tilden Johnson, Chaz Jenkins, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Cody Robinson. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kyle Blankenbuehler and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.